does will be in the form of a recommendation of the Board of Directors. Jackson, Sam, Bob, McDonough, Rubin, and Stretch.
As I understood, the entire group is to draw up the
ladder.
What's the term of the stipulated agreement.
For the entry of a permanent injunction.
You stipulated judgment, didn't you?
Stipulated agreement for a permanent injunction.
Stipulated, yes. Agreement.
For the agreement for permanent
for injunction. Entry of stipulated.
And
one of George's own speaker tapes. I don't need any more.
And that we also want a letter that of acknowledgement that Dave is no longer printing, distributing, or promoting the text that will go to the fellowship. Rather than get into that, let's make a list of what it is we are asking Dave to agree to, and then we'll ask him to agree to it.
Very well said.
Disclosure of information. Specify certain information when you disclose that.
Okay, we want one, the agreement for the stipulated judgment. A document to file with the court or whatever that the day is through with this.
Let's try and keep this. Let's just make the list instead of trying to get Dave to agree on each point. Let's make the list. We cannot make an agreement tonight.
Yeah.
Dave can certainly indicate whether or not he's in agreement, but then this has to go to the Board of Directors in the morning for them to equally agree to.
So is that an item on the list?
Therese already has three items.
Right, okay.
I have stipulated judgment. Letter and the agreement
for
stipulated judgment. That's actually one
with
the judgment.
And the letter
of
the fellowship.
Right.
The distribution of which is in question.
You want?
He wants an acknowledgement that a number of books were published. And I think we want an acknowledgement that David has distributed or disseminated these books and that nothing left of that number except for the first and yesterday. I think we want something to acknowledge the fact that they're workplace and that he makes representation of those places destroyed in the manner that he says.
Is that all part of this stipulated judgment or is it separate?
Well, but that's part of an addition. So in other words, when the complaint is drawn, we're going to say that these things were done, and he proved it, they got blamed, et cetera. He could have said that he did, in effect, as part of his good faith agreement. But I think it needs to give him that he's representing to the court that the place was destroyed. So I think it's important that they're supporting him.
These kind of factual representations are typically part of the agreement itself, and the agreement has appended to it a permanent injunction.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's part of the agreement.
Right.
I think we need to. I'm not concerned with a lot of other facts about other people and other right. things as much as I am to think that David really said today that we did it. And, but it's like that. I mean, frankly, I think that's an important thing. I think who else is doing it, and who else is distributing it, I don't think that's really that imperative that you have to take to resolve the situation. That's my first point. I don't think we need to go any further, or much further.
I have a number of books, manner of distribution.
Manner of praying.
Financial
account. So, do you think I don't get it?
Okay, no financial
account. How do we need to go a great deal further? We've heard a lot of things in the room that a lot of people would like to know, but I don't know if that's necessary for us.
Okay.
Everybody was venting their frustration. How are we done with that? I don't think we need a great deal further.
I think the question is asked Dave is just, are those things that he's willing to enter into?
I heard some of the things Dave wasn't willing to do, and I don't think I asked to put on the list things that I heard Dave say he wasn't.
More return to 30 bucks.
Yeah, and make best effort to get up all books returned, which would be part of the letter.
Typically, you leave the firstborn file with the one.
That would take
me.
I'm with
Sure. Stu, do you have anything in addition to that? Teresa, is there anything in addition to that that you would recommend as the
first?
No.
As long as he agrees basically he's going to be accounting, that he won't do it again, and doesn't force you, and that he'll take no direct or indirect action to encourage this to go on in any other place than your phone. That's right. No violation of any trademark or copyright. We stick them all in here together. You won't violate anything in the future. That's the standard for this. This is the end of the prosecution. This is it. He doesn't like need a separate release. We're taking from him his agreement to do X. Now, because we will have sued him for the light blue books already, technically, it's the 9,000, 7,000, however many they are. If we've already sued him but got judgment, then we're barred by other legal principles from suing him. We don't have to release him. No. That's not the point of it. Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's okay. You said.
Yeah,
that's
true. Always
want to create costs for the body of this agreement. If there's not an agreement, then we're asking for damages to meet the cost.
Then we go after the first one.
Then we go after the first one.
I'm joking.
Okay, but now I think the question should be posed.
You in agreement to those three items? Two items, really?
No. I'm not sure if I am because I don't understand the terms, what exactly it means and what precedent it may set for any kind of future situation that may legitimately occur. through the normal service structure channels, whether this sets a precedent or, in fact, limits all future action that might be taken through the normal service structure to do something that's
The only thing that comes to mind is if the conference were to approve in some fashion that it's okay to do this, that I don't see how this agreement would affect that at all.
It wouldn't be designed to do anything
to
prevent him from going out on his own and duplicating the copyrighted project or using the trademark. That's all it's going to do without permission. You've got permission in writing to the service officer. You could do whatever you want, but you didn't have permission. That's the problem.
I would not like to leave the door open for you to go into the church and start printing revised or unrevised pamphlets. I want to just leave it. Well, okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do this. The baby blue book anymore, but I didn't say anything about happy number 27.
Well, I think so.
If that's what you want to leave the door open.
No, I think we understand what we're asking. I mean, I understand what you're asking. Under the circumstances, since I am not represented by counsel, and I have no understanding of how what this may do impact-wise to me, you, the fellowship, I would like to propose that you draw up such agreements and what they are and that kind of thing. Give me, I'm not going to be home until like the 25th. Give me some time to seek advice. And then I will enter in, I guess, and I don't know what the right words are. I'll enter into that agreement and pass it not to print disturbed, blah, 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 for that period of time, pending the signature of such a document. Do you understand what I'm trying to say there?
Are you saying that you want us to go ahead and prepare this document, and until a certain date that will set, which is after you return home, you agree you're not going to distribute, you're not going to help anybody, you're not going to do diddly squat. You'll honor this document until you have time to seek independent legal counsel. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
That includes encouraging, aiding, abetting, or
yeah,
anyway, anybody else. You will not involve yourself in any shape, form, or fashion in a reproduction and a distribution of this text.
We're just clarifying.
Legally. As long as you will put that in writing here tonight, then tomorrow, maybe, then I would make a recommendation to the client to hold off. I don't know what they'll do. Okay.
I think November 5 would be a good day to give me enough time to, to check.
30 days?
Yeah.
Here's the money. What? I don't know. I think that's right. So long as you put it in writing here tonight and you have your faith and everything, you'll...
You'll lie about it. You'll lie about the settlement, agreed settlement, terms of agreed settlement, until the 5th of November. And after that, you're either going to sign it or...
Either ratify it. Or ratify it or abrogate it.
Ratify it or abrogate it.
All right.
Fair enough.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
We're talking about an agreement. We'll be getting the declaration. I don't know if we get the declaration now or not.
This is an agreement to agree.
That's correct.
That's all right. It's an interim agreement.
It's an interim agreement.
Okay.
You have the right to board.
I like what you're saying.
In 30 days.
That's fine. In which case, the proverbial system stands.
Yep.
But hopefully it won't. That won't happen.
Hopefully it won't.
That ship hit the
back. I didn't say
it. Oh.
I said it. I've got a 2-year-old who now uses every word you use.
On what?
Use
the word. And Teresa, will you be preparing that for him to sign?
As a piece.
My daughter just wanted to have a
seat. Do we see a copy of the...
Yes.
Our agreement to that.
This is just something that we did for the other action. Well, if he breaks, he's entering into an agreement now not to do these things for third administration. So if he breaks the agreement, that would be a separate issue. I don't know. The only way that it might come up is if there's an inquiry by the court or an issue raised as to why it took so long for us to file a lawsuit. And then it will come up, but only on a limited issue. Well, yeah, but on a limited issue.
Could that be used to prove guilt or innocence on this part of the assignment of the jury? Get more stuff out there to prove guilt or innocence.
We,
thanks for your opinion. I'm asking for professional opinion.
We have a written agreement with his friends that we're going to be honored. We're going to be operating under the federal rules of evidence. There's a particular section, I think it's 407. That limits the use of negotiations for purposes of compromise.
Okay. 407.
407.
You're not getting guilt. No, none of this stuff is purportedly, none of
you
this stuff.
You think you're guilty?
Look, I'm the fish in the frying pan here, and I'd like a little respect. None of this here. Stuff that we've talked about today, according to prior agreement, can be used as evidence in a court of proceedings. That's my understanding how and why I agree with
that. That's fine. What you have said generally today, and the fact that you said today cannot, if however we go out and we find evidence and we from another source, and it could even be an interrogatory to you, okay, how many books did you publish? Did you answer? The fact that you have to discuss that today in California doesn't make it inadmissible for other purposes. If you were to stand up here and say, I did it, I don't care, but this is negotiation, we couldn't use you making that statement at this meeting against you. Okay, it's a very fine but important legal point, and there is a difference. Okay, but
he gets another opportunity to respond to a question.
Hey, absolutely.
That's what you didn't understand, Dave.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. But in the real world that we're sitting here, you know, if all of a sudden you print only 3,000 texts, then everyone's going to ask you about why you said the negotiation were 7 and why earlier we heard they were 9.
And that would be admissible at that point.
I don't want to go into it. You know,
you're all right.
Yeah,
you're all right. But I ain't getting nothing. I come here and I ask for maybe a little consideration, and it's been characterized as narcissistic taken, and I ain't getting nothing. So I'm willing to get here and do this like 30-day thing, you know. And the bottom line is, you know, if I get shafted because of my participation in this, well, you know, it won't surprise me. So, let's get on with this.
You're protected by the federal rules of evidence. Okay.
Right.
And you can't ask for more than that.
I can only take that on your assertion.
You can consult with any other counsel in this room.
I don't have the counsel you feel comfortable.
I know, but if I have a copy of the code, I give it to you.
Independent, unbiased counsel can confirm your opinion.
That's true.
Okay?
All right.
Independent, unbiased counsel is
right.
Confirming your opinion on the 407.
Okay. I'm sorry, you're in, please? Fine.
Well, let's get on with it, you know. Whatever it is, we're going to get on with it.
Okay, I understand that one of the conditions is that all books in your possession will be forwarded forthwith to the Forest Service office.
Say single copies for our archives.
Single copies of one copy?
One copy of each with the printing that I for my personal archive.
All right. So how many
Keeping one of each of the
various printings that people have sent me, including my own.
How many is it?
I don't know.
Five, is that what you said?
No, I said I had about 30 books at home.
Uh-huh. So you're
turning in the balance of what I have, save a single copy for my history archive.
Okay, I didn't understand that. Did that mean you clarify that for me?
There you go.
What I suggest to the council, if I can just sit back and just start editing these documents, make them conform. So you guys need to talk about the content of the letter to the fellowship. And you guys have to draft it from beginning to end, whatever you think is appropriate.
My
office is not that far from here, and I've got all the funds here, so I can go in tomorrow and generate the appropriate document. I wouldn't be here until. That'd be fine. Gotta have somebody else.
I saw it myself.
Obviously,
yeah.
Well, the office manager is here.
That's true. She can type it.
I was going to suggest that, just a suggestion, that this is Dave's letter. Let Dave write a letter, and my office manager will type it.
Dave's letter.
Put it in his words, and we'll have it here for you tomorrow morning.
I would suggest that the board should make a decision tomorrow morning. The letter needs to be in the format that's going to be accepted and awarded in the condition.
Well, you guys want to go write that
if
now?
If it's not, I think the board's going to have to make a judgment tomorrow morning.
I think.
And I don't think that judgment's going to be favorable if the wording of the letter is something that's.
I'm going to go get a letter.
You folks are going to be writing some kind of a letter or report yourselves. It's my understanding that that's going to occur. Am I correct?
I would think so.
Yeah. So, I would assume that you guys would say what you're going to say in your letter, and I would essentially say what I was going to say in mine. And I mean, not to the, you know, point, counterpoint type of situation with it, but just to say that, you know, there are some, I'm going to try to give the tone or flavor of a letter that I would write to you here, rather than sitting and wasting this woman's time and all of our time, and to say that, you know, under, in order to save the fellowship, you know, expensive litigation fees pertaining to the little blue book or the basic text, that I have agreed cease doing that, being involved in it, and till such time as the fellowship, you know, takes a look at these issues. There's no promise on your part to take no issues.
That's right.
What I'm signing here, in my understanding, is an unconditional situation. So how can a letter that I write be conditional?
The way you phrase it was conditional. This is the interpretation that puts the condition on.
Yeah.
Until the conference decides, the conference decides in a manner which is disagreeable to you, then you're saying you're off the hook and now you can go ahead and continue publishing and distributing and printing and going.
Well, under any circumstance, we've got to a point where I'm unable legally to do that.
Not
the letter and what I signed as a legal document. Well, I don't see it that way, really. I mean, I know that would be your hope, that, you know,
it's a legal position.
It's a legal position.
David, the alternative is to take no letter, which would suit you fine, and just focus on it. I
just don't
take no letter. I don't care if you
call
anybody.
I'm not sure that's what I heard the board of directors
and the board of directors. I understand, but rather than take a letter that's not a condition, I am comfortable with taking the agreement and no letter and publishing the agreement.
Well, Fred, I mean, in all due respect here, the ramifications for the actions that any of us sitting around this table might take are not the same as what you might take. So I would appreciate it if you would allow us to resolve this at some point.
I think this is a point.
I'm talking about, you know.
And frankly, the thing I'm going to say, this is your understanding, I think I'm here, I'm going to be more in a moderated position rather than exactly whether you think so or not. And frankly, I think the letter was to stall for the rather than to publish an agreement. I think the board was giving you an opportunity to write a letter in your own words, in effect saying that you're just not going to do this and make it simple. That was my
understanding. Well, now that's not my understanding of my being able to write a letter. I mean, either I write a letter or I don't write a letter. You publish the fucking thing or you don't publish it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Then my position is you write the letter and either Dave agrees to sign it or he doesn't.
I think the letter should be conditioned, Jack. That was my point.
I'm not trying.
I already said that. And the first thing that I said was that the letter is one of the items that my sense is that the board said they had to have. And if we're, instead of bickering over what is the content of the letter is, since what we're talking, then I think we need to draft the letter, and again, either Dave agrees to it or he doesn't. It's his choice.
Well,
I mean, as you propose that, you know, that is my choice, to either sign or to not sign a letter that represents me or my feelings. I mean,
unfortunately or fortunately, this letter to the fellowship is not about feelings. Or we can each draft documents that have to do with our feelings, and I don't know that has anything to do with the facts of the situation. We are supposedly acknowledged, based on what you've acknowledged, and why we're here, is to avoid wasting the fellowship's money, to be able to maintain the legal position that the World Service Office is required to maintain. And that's all we're concerned with. This isn't about feelings. You know, once we take care of the legalities, then we can deal with our feelings, and we all have the mechanisms in which to do that.
Well, it's very I really don't know the exact answer to that question. You know, what we're into is an interim agreement that is only binding or in force after 30 days. That's my understanding. Is that correct?
4:30.
4:30.
Let me give you an answer. Well, why don't you draft the letter? We'll draft the letter that we feel is appropriate. If your letter is rejected, then there's another option. Maybe we can come to some agreement.
Fine with me.
Well, that'll work for me, at least for the moment, you know. I mean, it's very hard for an individual to absorb the many energies that, you know, have been put in my direction today. So, I want to be very sure about anything that I might do, you know. So, I mean, everything that we're talking about here today is on hold for 30 days.
The question is, there are three people in this room along with you, energies that are somewhat aligned with yours. So you're not here by yourself, alone against the hostile force. There are three other people in this room who are there here to support you in one form or another. Is that right?
I don't think the discussion that's going on here now anyway has anything to do with hostilities at all.
No, I don't either. I just, it's been a long day. Very long. Actually, so is that at the beginning of the letters, it's been an incredibly long 4 months for me. Anyway, probably the office.
Is that something that you agreed to do? Draft your office?
I'm on the, not the post, but letter.
Okay. Your letter. They're drafting their letter.
What I want to understand here is that everything that we've discussed in terms of publication to the fellowship, of all of this stuff that we've discussed today, everything is on hold for 30 days.
Provided you don't break the agreement.
Provided that I don't break the agreement.
Correct.
That the agreement that we make tacitly here today will not be valid as an instrument in a court. If I choose not to sign.
Right.
At the end of 30 days.
That's my understanding.
That everyone's understanding.
Provided you don't break the agreement,
you're not
admissible. Well, I don't think admissible does break the agreement.
Except two.
That's right.
But it'd be admissible in a court of law.
Right.
Part of the agreement in this interim 30 is that in this interim 30 days that you have nothing to do with law. Distribution, whatever.
Put us on hold. Get your head together for 30 days and determine the best way that you feel. And you said when you came in here that you were doing this for the fellowship. Well, I'll get 30 days to know in your mind that that's what you're doing.
No, we've separated that out earlier. The
only kinds of activities that I would personally interpret as breaking of the agreement is if he's at Sacramento Valley Area Service Committee proposing that they begin to adopt this book. I would personally interpret that as a breach of this agreement.
Or saying from a podium someplace that he has been forced to enter or has to enter an agreement not to do it, but he don't let that stop. We're talking about words out of his mouth, encouraging Rebecca.
We understand at this point that there's a good about three people. We have a second we will be able to set an answer.
Well, you know, it all sounds good to me, you know. All sounds good to me, I suppose, for right now. I mean, you know, talk to people, they ask me about the book. Just tell them, no comment, nothing going, nothing happening. It's what I said I'd do, that's what I'll do. In terms of any other kinds of service discussions and what have you, I'm sure that you're not restricting my participation in other types of service discussions. With that understanding, I guess it's a wrap tonight.
Right.
Alright. I'm going to dance. I'm going to train on service.
Who were you referring to, the three people in this room this morning, Dave?
I said Alliance.
Alliance with, okay.
Yeah.
I resent that. I totally resent that statement. I wanted that on the record. I didn't just say it.
Well,
I resent the implications of your of your suggestions, too.
When are we going to get together?
Okay.
I
take one of the records.
Clear what my position was to.
Yes, sir.
Very clear.
I'm emotionally aligned with. Can I accept your phone?
Okay, give it to us.
Yeah.